Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this guy came up with a great business idea. He's a squatter hunter and squats squatters and annoys them until they leave and then returns the home to the rightful owner. It sounds like a fun job making the squatters go crazy. But he better be armed because they could get dangerous. The only reason we need guys like this is because squatters have rights these days. His life is probably just as entertaining as that scammer payback YouTube channel I watch. Up next, here's how the happy wife, happy life guy looks behind closed doors. When you prioritize a woman's happiness over your own life's purpose and mission, then she loses all respect for you and packs on the pounds like this one. This guy better be careful because she looks like she's ready to knock his jaw off. It's a good thing that more and more men are waking up to this sort of nonsense and going their own way. Number three, these two Jeets were caught moving more than 300 pounds worth of coke in a sleeper berth in their 18-wheeler. We're going to see more and more of this in Canada and the United States as they resort to crime to survive instead of self-deporting. Looks like these two guys should have stayed in a scamming cubicle instead. We should lock them up and throw away that key, but these days, they'll barely serve 5 years for this because of DEI judges. Moving on, this Instagram star Rosie Jean went to a sex party for plus-size people, and what she saw left her disgusted. It's not seeing land whales procreating that's a problem. It's the smell that's the killer. I'm surprised she doesn't get disgusted when she looks in the mirror herself. I certainly would if I saw a melting Michelin man looking back at me. Is it my imagination or does she look like a lava lamp with arms? Number five, here's how feminists see the world. They see ads with skinny women as fat-shaming, men mansplaining and man-sitting everywhere, and skyscrapers are phallic symbols of the patriarchy. As Anita Sarkeesian always says, that everything is sexist and everything is homophobic, and feminists have to point it all out. Feminists are the equivalent of male incels. They just can't get a chat to sleep with. That's their version of being an incel. Up next, is this relationship okay? Sure, I don't see anything wrong with it. But if it was the other way around, feminists would be freaking out saying that men shouldn't date women who are much younger than they are. Also, I'm not sure she's only 32. She looks more like she's 42. But that's okay because she's only for practice, and when he gets older, he's probably going to trade her in for a younger model. And she's going to lose her mind when he does. Number 7, imagine you get married and you can't have kids with your wife for 16 years. And only then she tells you and confesses that she lost her womb during an abortion before you even met her. The guy's 56 years old now. She literally used his love for her against him and ruined his life. It's extreme betrayal. Maybe it's not too late if he's wealthy to have a kid. Probably too late and she was selfish trying to keep his commitment and attention all to herself. She's pure evil. Moving on, Ed Sheeran once said that if he never became famous, he would have stayed a virgin forever. Because most women called him an ugly ginger. But suddenly, when he became rich and famous, they started calling him the man of their dreams. That's when he realized that women don't have a type, and what they seek out the most is comfort, fame, and financial stability. Male status and resources are an aphrodisiac for women roughly after the age of 23. But before that, looks do matter the most. That's a picture of his wife on the top right. Number 9, here's an adult German shepherd that was diagnosed with dwarfism. It might look cute, but it's probably got them same killer instincts, so be careful. But imagine if we called humans with dwarfism cute. Imagine the backlash. German Shepherds scare me more than pit bulls. But the dog I fear the most is the Doberman Pinscher. Why do Germans breed such dangerous dogs when they're orderly and peaceful? I'd say it's a Scooby-Doo mystery, and that's kind of fitting because Great Danes are also German. Up next, Mike Tyson says that he could have beaten Jake Paul, but he had to follow the script instead. You don't say. Watching him train, you just knew that Tyson would destroy him, and people betting on the outcome lost millions. I wouldn't be surprised if Tyson and Jake Paul had friends gambling for them, and they both got super rich from it. Tyson admitting this makes me think that boxing is the new WWE, except when Paul's jaw got pulverized. Number 11, just like Urso here, I play decades-old video games. My favorite ones being Command & Conquer Red Alert and Star Control in Melee mode, for some reason. Others include Doom and Escape from Castle Wolfenstein. I still can't forget the first time I saw those blue soldiers in the game when I first went around a corner back in the 80s. The fear and anxiety was real back then. I also play NES games and recently discovered Balloon Fight, and wonder why I never heard of it before. Moving on, Canadian healthcare might not always be the best, but at least it's free. A family in Canada was shocked after the wrong patient was delivered to their home from the hospital. They were expecting their father, but got this random guy instead. With all the straps he's wearing, it looks like he's been airdropped. As a Canadian, or even American for that matter, the best thing you can do is preventative medicine, so you don't end up in the hospital in the first place. Also, why didn't his family pick him up at the hospital? Number 13, name a bigger downgrade than this. If you told me back in the 90s that this would happen to Star Trek, I wouldn't believe it. But this is what happens when gay men, feminists, and DEI hires run the show. Gene Roddenberry believed in humanism, and people bettering themselves. Clearly the woke left doesn't share those ideals. Also, why are fat people in Star Trek to begin with? We have a Zempeg today. Are we really to believe that they don't have it in the future? I think they just ripped off Bordis and made him a her. Up next, why are there so many female archaeologists? Anyone, anyone. Obviously because they're so great at digging up the past. Plus it's an easy job, and the sex ratio is 50-50, which increases the odds that women might find a good man to marry. I also didn't know this, but another word for archaeologist is gold digger. So I guess it all makes sense now. They could also be digging and trying to find a man that'll commit to them because he's just bones and can't get away from them. Number 15, people are wondering if this relationship is okay. Yes, because every woman wants a man this tall. But that man's a menace because any girl that he's with, the guys she's with after smashing her, will be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. Both of these two are adults, so whatever they do is perfectly fine with me. The better question to ask is this relationship okay? Sure, but no woman would date Jamie the Hutt over here. Moving on, this woman in Georgia was working as a nurse, but was sent home because her hair was distracting. I'm not shocked by her hair. I'm shocked that she had a job at all looking like a rooster. I'm willing to bet that the employee handbook specifically forbids looking like a chicken at work. I think she's taking the phrase, you are what you eat, just a little too far. Imagine going to the hairdressers and asking for the cock-a-doodle-doo cut. Number 17, dozens of Canadians gather in Ottawa to protest Trump's actions in Venezuela, and they're worried that Canada's next. To be honest, I don't mind being liberated by Americans. Although as I release this, I'm now trying out the snowbird lifestyle in Florida. And next year I'll spend a few months in New Orleans and Arizona as well. I'd rather Canada be the 51st state than the 31st province of China. Up next, Pokemon here says that she wants a 0.3% man, while looking like a 5. Women are delusional, thinking that just because they got smashed and dashed by one hot man 10 years ago, that they deserve commitment from such a dude. It's the alpha widow phenomenon, and before birth control pills and abortions, there were no such things as alpha widows. They had to stay married to the first man they smashed, their husband. Fake up needs to be banned. Number 19, is it true that if you embarrass royalty, they poke you in the chest the way that Rothschild might? Apparently the Rothschild family has $350 to $500 billion net worth, which is higher than the $22 to $88 billion that the royal family has. Only Elon Musk at this point is wealthier than the Rothschilds. Regardless of what you think, it's a big club, and you're not a member, and you never will be. The best you can do is disrupt their plans with ideas which are basically viruses. Moving on, scientists are now saying that memories from the future can jump through time. This is going on for me for 20 plus years, and retrocausality is real. Those memories from the past allow you to change the future for the better. For me, it works when I have an emotional experience in the future, either positive or negative, close to a light source of 3200 degrees Kelvin. And at that point, the consciousness from that point is sent from the future to the past self, but only in my dreams. It's kind of wild. But gut feelings being memories from the future, I don't believe Elizabeth on that. Number 21, why is it that socialists don't see wealth inequality in socialist countries, yet they focus on wealth inequality in the capitalist ones? It's probably because they imagine that they would be the dictator or political elite in the socialist country, and they don't seem to realize that they would just be useful idiots for the authoritarian bully that takes power. I find that women point out the inequality in capitalism the most, and they're just nature's communists. Up next, this 15-year-old Indian girl runs off to marry a Korean guy that she met online, but he turns out to be a Chinese street vendor. Isn't it wonderful to see an Indian being scammed for a change? And when Indians get scammed, they feel great shame. And that shame spreads to their family and friends, too, because of the concept of Izzat, which is their moral philosophy. They believe that they should scam others before they scam you. Then again, maybe they are the perfect match. Number 23, lately I've been seeing a lot of these rage bait posts on X, saying that in China, scientists have created an android capable of carrying a child from conception instead of a woman. Not yet, but one day it will, and women will destroy every single one of these they see because they can't afford to lose their monopoly on reproduction and sex, especially if that android is also a sex bot. Women and simps have taken over the government and will try to ban this technology, but it won't work. Men will simply move where they have access to it. Moving on, Trump wants to ban obese foreigners from entering the United States on visas. Of course, because they just end up becoming a burden on the state. I hope he also starts deporting obese American citizens too. If he does, then the Ozempic sales will go through the roof, and people will get thin and trim once more. High-calorie humans are a blight on our economy, unless you're a pharmaceutical or food company. Also, the Disney parks would go bankrupt if he did this in a week. Number 25 on the last one, you just know that if obesity meant being deported, it would actually solve this problem in a jiffy. But I think she needs to tone her body by doing some cardio and weights because her arm looks like it's lacking definition. And it just looks like she lost weight without actually working out or sweating. Then again, don't be fooled because this is probably just the after and before pictures in that order because there's no stretched out skin. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.